With your latest news, I'm April Cummings. A spike in DUIs has police issuing a warning tonight, and Radio KMN's Dion Anglin has more.
Since July of 2019, police officers issued more than 70 citations to people driving under the influence of alcohol, with the most recent figures showing that in the month of September alone, there were 27 citations. In September, 8 of the intoxicated people who provided breath samples blew over 0.200%, or more than double the legal limit of 0.100%. Of the total numbers of citations for the past 3 months, 23 were discovered as a result of a motor vehicle collision. Superintendent Robert Graham is in charge of uniformed operations and says despite police efforts in enforcement, education and high visibility patrols, there remains an alarming increase in the number of people driving under the influence of alcohol. With a warning not to drink and drive, he calls on motorists to consider not just their own safety, but the safety of other road users, pedestrians, including children, because with so many people driving with such high levels of intoxication, a collision is almost guaranteed. Reporting for Radio KMN News, I'm Dion Anglin.
Again, police would like to encourage all motorists not to drink and drive and instead make alternative arrangements. They say even if you can't secure someone you know to be a designated driver, there are alternative transportation methods available, things like public transport and taxi systems. The deputy governor has a special message for civil servants this Mental Health Day. According to the World Health Organization, one person dies by suicide every 40 seconds. That is slightly more than the population of Cayman every month. Today is World Mental Health Day, and this year's theme, suicide prevention. As head of the civil service, Deputy Governor the Honorable Franz Manderson tells Radio Cayman he takes his staff's well-being seriously and is encouraging civil servants to take care of their mental health.
Be proactive in avoiding stress that can slowly overwhelm you and negatively impact your mental health.
He says it is important to take time to relax and connect with colleagues and loved ones.
If you or anyone you know is experiencing depression, anxiety, or crippling stress, take it seriously and seek professional help.
The Employee Assistance Program is a resource for all civil servants who want free and confidential advice.
I'm elated and very honored to be here celebrating this groundbreaking.
Health Minister the Honorable Duane Seymour there speaking to CIGTV at the official groundbreaking of Cayman's new 47,000 square foot long-term mental health facility in East End. This new facility will allow people with serious mental illnesses and substance abuse disorders to get effective community-based care, reducing the need for costly overseas services and relieving the pressure on local emergency rooms, hospitals, and even jails.
This event is very momentous. It's personal. I've had family members who have suffered from mental health, so I know the importance of having the proper care and facility on island.
Chairman of the Mental Health Commission, Dr. Mark Lockhart, spoke at the Tuesday event.
This facility is going to bring and make our nation whole again. Bring home those that should be home. Treat those that don't have a home in a home that is going to give them the care, the training, the protection, and the ability to function and contribute in society. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what we're about in the Cayman Islands. That's what Caymankind really means.
It is envisaged the new facility will open in the second quarter of 2021. The Chief Justice hosts a special session of the courts to honor departing Grand Court Justice Ingrid Mangatal. More from CIGTV's Jay Earhart.
Justice Mangatal is leaving office on October 31st after serving for nearly 5 years in the Cayman Islands. At the special session, her fellow judges and other members of the court's community praised her contributions during her time here.
Back in January 2015, much to Cayman's gain and at Jamaica's expense, Mangatal Jay left Jamaica to join us. She did so despite having been recommended for a permanent appointment to the bench of the Jamaica Court of Appeal, for having already sat in an acting capacity on that esteemed court. Of course, Mangatal Jay was no stranger to our legal community, as she had admirably served in the Cayman Islands as an acting judge. No doubt the quality of her work shown by her during those times, coupled with her extensive and diverse legal expertise and experience gained at the Commercial Private Bar in Jamaica, from her time as Senior Assistant Attorney General in Jamaica, and from her time on the Supreme Court and Court of Appeal in Jamaica, made her a great fit and addition.
She came to the islands following a distinguished legal and judicial career in Jamaica.
His Excellency the Governor visits the Department of Agriculture. During the two-long-hour tour, His Excellency visited the department's administration offices, lab, abattoir, plant nursery, as well as places like the animal rescue shelter, the vet clinic, even the compost section, and the recently completed post-harvest building. Section heads and employees then provided him with an overview of the work that takes place in each of the sections, as well as information about ongoing projects. An Older Persons Month panel discussion hosted by Talk Today on Positive Aging shed light on some of the insights of Cayman seniors and how we as a society can support them. Radio Cayman's Felicia Rankin-Solins has more.
The recent Older Persons Month panel discussion was held to give Cayman seniors opportunity to express their thoughts on aging, to discuss needs, and what is required of our community to become a more senior-friendly society. Department of Children and Family Services Ms. Jasmine Powell explained why positive aging was chosen as this year's theme.
So positive aging as a term, aging refers to a holistic, individual, community, and whole of government approach to the changing attitudes towards aging. It is more than a philosophy. It is a practical way of improving the chances of having better life as we age.
As we all grow older, our needs in life begin to change. This change is one that the baby boomer generation is now facing. Keeping active and an optimistic mindset is what panelist Ms. Lana Poldevart believes can help with the process.
These folks who tend to live well into their 90s and hundreds, they exhibit a certain spirit of mind and enthusiasm for life. They remain active and love to talk about their lives. Seniors should try to engage in all sorts of functions and activities that they believe they can do.
Serious issues such as health care were tackled, as health is essential to our aging citizens' happiness.
With your health, of course, you have to be able to afford unaffordable health care, which we are faced with in this day and age. However, I'm sure that if people would put their heads together, there could be a solution. So we have to pay particular attention to this, especially when it comes to older folks.
Other panelists like Mr. John E. Ebanks credited family support and care as a major factor to aid healthy aging. Captain Owen Farrington commented on how respect towards elders is not the same as when he was young, and perhaps this should be introduced into school curriculums for children. Captain Farrington also remarked on perhaps 1 month of appreciation for senior citizens is not enough.
I noticed that there is quite a lot of activity for older persons during the month of October. What happens from one October to the next?
Felicia Rankin-Solins for Radio Cayman News.
Cayman's Pirates are tackling plastic pollution. The Pirates Against Plastic Initiative is back this year, teaming up with Plastic Free Cayman for a beach cleanup at Safe Haven from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on November 10th.
It's been so inspiring to see the community come and help at our beach cleans. I believe when people come and clean up, they get to see the plastic pollution firsthand. And then they're much more motivated to make some simple changes to their lifestyle.
Plastic Free Cayman founder Claire Hughes tells Radio Cayman that volunteers are asked to bring gloves and a reusable water container. Some cleanup tools will be supplied, along with ice water and snacks. And that is your latest local news. From Radio Cayman's newsroom, I'm April Cummings.